Senate Bill 122, an act to revise certain provisions to the dredges transferred from the State of South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association.
Senate Bill 122, having had a second reading, is for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Bogalka.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House and guests, Senate Bill 122 is brought at the behest of the South Dakota Lakes and Streams Association. This is a nonprofit organization made up of various conservation districts in the state, individuals, municipalities, and organizations. Their goal and their charter, according to the South Dakota DENR, is to preserve, protect, and restore South Dakota's lakes and waterways through stewardship, education, and networking. Back in 93, the state of South Dakota decided to get rid of the three dredges that they owned. They sold them to this group for a dollar, and since then, this group has run these dredges without any additional state funds. The last couple years, they've been running into some problems because federal projects for dredging have been reducing, and quite often, one or two of their dredges have been sitting without being used. This runs into a problem about generating enough money to keep these upkeep and improvements on the dredges and to keep their people employed. Back in 93, look at your bill, the stipulation was made that these had to be used only within the state of South Dakota, and that's the two lines that are crossed out. And all we're asking for here is that we take those lines out and add with priority given to lakes and streams in South Dakota. Just give them the option to use them out of state if they're available. And I need to mention here that these projects don't just come and go every day. These quite often take 4 to 5 years even to line up one of these projects because of the various assessments and studies and need to be done to the water and the watershed area and to line up the federal funds and the local matching funds. My lake in Clear Lake has been using two of these dredges recently, and we've had pancake feeds and auctions, etc. As I said, the group is entirely a South Dakota group, and to my knowledge, there are no other dredges in South Dakota. What a dredge is, for those of you who don't know, it's a flat-bottom boat that kind of looks like the cross between a tugboat and a barge. It's got a big suction tube that goes out the bottom, and it's run by cables to go on the bottom of the lake and suck out the silt. And it says a 8-inch dredge and a 10-inch dredge. That's the size of the cutter at the end of that tube. Of course, the bigger dredges needs a bigger engine, bigger motors, pumps, etc. So with that, I'll ask you for your positive vote on Senate Bill 122. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question of the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Bogalka, these dredges that were owned by a government entity or a consortium of government entities, are they, if they leave the state of South, well, while they're in the state of South Dakota, did they compete against dredges owned by private enterprise?
Representative Bogalka.
They may to a certain extent, but to my knowledge, other dredges that they may be competing with are only located out of state. They were asked that question in committee, and to Lakes and Streams Association knowledge, there are no longer any dredges in South Dakota other than these.
Representative Hennies, you have the floor.
If I may.
Yes.
If these dredges are then allowed to go out of the state of South Dakota, will they be in direct competition with private enterprise in those other states?
Representative Bogalka, do you choose to answer that question?
Yes, I believe they possibly would be then, but I think we need to look out for our South Dakota interests and to keep these dredges going, because as you see in the law, it says if this association ceases to exist or they're not used for the above purposes, they lose all title and interest. So I think we need to look out for the best interests of our state here. Thank you.
Representative Hennies, you have the
Thank
floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes. Well, I don't think this is a matter of looking out for the interests of South Dakota. I think this is a matter of looking out for the interests of private enterprise. If there is not enough work in South Dakota for these government-owned or some entity of a government-owned dredges, then I would suggest that they sell them. This is a matter of principle, exactly what it is. So I urge you all to vote against this bill on those grounds. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I would just like to clear up a couple of points here. I don't really think the Lakes and Streams is a nonprofit organization, and the reason for this bill coming forward, it takes such a long time to line up your funding if you have a lake that you want dredged, 3 to 6 years, and they have crews on hand that are knowledgeable on how to run these dredges. So if you have one that's going to sit for a year, you're going to lose your people that know what's going on. This would simply allow the Lakes and Streams to have those dredges go to, say, North Dakota or Minnesota to help dredge a lake there so that they could retain the crews and keep them intact. Plus, when the dredges set, the leathers dry out and the bearings tend to seize up. And the way that the Lakes and Streams have been charging for this service is cost plus 15%. So it's not that they're out there trying to break private enterprise. And on out of state, they're talking cost plus 15% because they know their costs are going to be higher for having their crew stay out of state. So with that, I would just close in asking everybody to please support this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, well, I just wanted to remind this body that this bill was headed for the consent calendar, and I requested that it not be put on the consent calendar only so that Representative Bogalka could give us a little lesson on the use of these dredges, because I wasn't aware that the state owned them. And I believe that this is a good piece of legislation. It's good for South Dakota, and I would urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Gordon Peterson.
Well, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I for once agree with everything that Roden just said. It's kind of unusual when we're that close on some of these things, but I was here in 93 when we got rid of the dredges. We had three of them. Most of them working in Lake County. They did the Madison and the other big lake over there. The state couldn't afford to run them anymore, so they got one of these co-op type things to take them over. And if they have to work out of state to stay alive with me, that's fine. If it's work for them back in South Dakota, they'll get back here eventually. But the thing is, having worked with the military and the state and a lot of other places, I can tell you one thing. When we've got something that's surplus, it's generally cast-off junk we cannot afford to keep or afford to store. It's a good bill. Let it go.
Any further remarks? Seeing none. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Bogalka speaks a second time? Representative Bogalka.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I would just like to reiterate what Gordon said. These dredges are in better condition when the Lakes and Streams got them from the state, and they are not owned by the state anymore, line 6 year bill. All interest, title, and rights of ownership. And really, there's just one, just a little strings attached to that ownership. That's all this is. So thank you for your vote.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question for the House Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 122. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will not the voting machine. Members proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk, will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65, nays 2, excuse 3.
Well, at least you talked your brother into it. So, Senate Bill 122, having seen a majority vote and the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.